This is Shelley Koffler, KERA News. In Fort Worth Thursday, Senator Leticia Vandepute, the Democrat running for lieutenant governor, rolled out her plan to provide a free two-year college education to all qualified high school graduates. It's an idea aimed at opening higher education to as many as 78,000 students a year. Senator Vandepute made her announcement at a Tarrant County Community College campus. She began by citing some ominous data. Texas, she said, ranks last in the nation for the percentage of residents without a high school diploma. And studies predict more than half the Texas jobs by 2020 will require high school graduation plus a college degree or technical credential.
That's why today I'm announcing the Texas Promise Scholarship Program.
Vandepute says her plan would offer 2 years of free tuition and fees at a community college or technical school for all qualified high school graduates. Students would have to enroll full-time and be eligible for in-state tuition. She says the money, which could be as much as $2,500 a year, would be especially helpful to middle-income students who do not qualify for need-based grants.
We would make the promise to them, you get through high school, you work hard. We're going to make sure that you get through a technical program, a community college program. And we can do this without spending one new penny in taxes.
Vandepute would pay for the free college with a funding plan similar to the way Texans are paying for new water projects. She'd use $2 billion, about a fourth of the state's current rainy day savings fund. She says the interest from that fund would support the scholarships indefinitely. The plan would be sent to voters as a constitutional amendment.
After next legislative session, Texans ought to have the say if we want to invest in the human capital, the investment of our students to get to that workforce career.
This is the first significant higher education plan proposed in the race for lieutenant governor. Both Vandepute and her Republican opponent, Senator Dan Patrick, supported using rainy day money to create the new water fund. But Patrick's spokesman, Alejandro Garcia, says this plan is not a good use of state money.
Once again, you know, we feel that she has chosen to spend more money to achieve less.
Shortly after Vandepute's announcement, Patrick, the frontrunner, agreed to a first televised debate in Austin. Vandepute says that's not enough for voters to see the differences between the candidates. She wants at least five debates. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.